Hi again, folks, and welcome back to NTI's Japan Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Ziv Nakajima again. Thanks for joining us today. Great to have you with us, as always. And now, we normally talk mostly about buying and selling real estate on this show, and when we do talk about rentals, it's usually from the perspective of landlords. But of course, us foreigners living in Japan also have to rent properties on many occasions, either when we first move here or for any other reason. And when we do, we often find that it's quite challenging in a country of as ethnocentric as Japan is, where English is rarely spoken, official documents are always in Japanese, and the general population is very foreigner shy for various reasons that we've discussed here in the past. Big cities have some solutions for English speakers, but even then, things are normally far from smooth. So even in Japan's biggest city, in Tokyo, the process of renting a home can be quite challenging for non-Japanese, particularly non-Japanese speakers. And for that reason, it's really helpful to have companies out there that can and do assist foreigners in buying, selling, and renting properties. And in Tokyo, the biggest company doing that is a company called Plaza Homes, and they've been at it for a good few decades, actually. So with us today on the line from Tokyo is Alex Toyoda. He's General Manager of Sales at Plaza Homes. And to those among you who are not familiar with the company, they're probably the most well-known and definitely most well-established rental and relocation support agency for expats in Tokyo, which again is a pretty big deal considering the Japanese rental market is notoriously difficult and frustrating for foreigners, particularly those who have only just recently arrived in the country, so don't have any guarantors, no history, paychecks, no previous landlords, or really any kind of local network that they can turn to for support here in Japan. And this is exactly where Plaza and the very few other companies like them can be absolute lifesavers. But let's hear more about this from the man himself. Alex, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So before you tell us all about your history and work with Plaza specifically, can you maybe give us a bit of your own history, your origin story? I mean, your name sounds Japanese, but you haven't always lived only in Japan, have you? How did you end up in real estate and with Plaza Homes specifically? Just give us a bit of your personal history, if you could.
Okay, so I'm originally from the city of Osaka, and I was born and raised there. And after high school, I went to the college in the States as I wanted to see the bigger world. I spent 4 years in Virginia studying international studies, mainly politics. And right before graduation, I attended the Korea Forum in Tokyo, where various companies look for bilingual students. And I met a realtor, different from Plaza, helping foreigners. And many Americans helped me when I was there, so I wanted to help foreigners back in my home country. And that's how I ended up in real estate in 2001. And a few years later, in 2004, for many reasons, I joined Plaza Homes. So in total, I have been helping foreigners for 17 and a half years now.
Oh, wow. That's a very long time. So you've worked your way through quite a few interesting times and industry cycles here, haven't you? I guess the bubble burst back in the early 1990s, which kicked off the 25 or so years of deflation. That would have been one of the bigger ones, wasn't it?
Yes, I've seen good times and bad times, though I wasn't quite there during the bubble as I started my career in 2001. Two big down periods I experienced were, the first one was in 2009, I think, when Lehman Brothers collapsed. And so many expats left then or asked for significant rent decrease in the middle of the lease. Then in 2011, we had the big earthquake followed by tsunamis and, you know, nuclear power plant situation in Fukushima. And almost all foreigners left then. The days after the earthquake, I remember, we would still come to the office, you know, trying to contact our clients by phone calls, emails, but literally nobody answered for like 3 weeks as they were all evacuated to other countries. So my company told us, if we don't have important appointments, we didn't have to show up to the office for a few weeks.
Yeah, that was a very difficult time, wasn't it? And then since 2012 or so, things have kind of changed again, haven't they? Did you think or do you still think that that was or is just a temporary boost? I mean, we talk a lot about 2012 to 16 when the economy sort of bottomed out and then reversed and so did the property market. But do you think that's temporary? Is there a concern in your industry circle of things reverting back to deflationary again?
Yeah, so after a few few years of a very quiet time after the earthquake. I would say it was the second half of 2014 when we saw the reverse trend, return of foreigners. Since then, the number of expats has been actually increasing for 5 consecutive years in Tokyo. So right now, the market is very much the owner's market, where many people looking, less properties available, and rents going up, unfortunately. So I used to be able to negotiate a lot for my clients, but I can negotiate a bit less now.
Mm.
And I guess Abenomics is one of the factors for this. And about the future, many people say the trend will reverse back again after the Olympics, but I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure about this. But I wouldn't be surprised, though, as the market should always, you know, have up periods and down periods in the long term.
I love how you're saying that you rents are rising. Unfortunately, you're definitely working with tenants. We work with landlords. For us, when the rents go up, it's great. So do you think foreigners, well, in Tokyo at least, do you think foreigners have had a part to play in this recovery at all?
Yeah, totally, yes. As I had mentioned, the number of foreigners has been increasing for like 5 consecutive years. So they're making the huge impact to our industry. You know, we used to lose foreigners to places like Hong Kong or Singapore, but I really feel that they're coming back from those places now, and Tokyo is becoming the popular destination again.
Yeah, definitely. All of Japan, Tokyo, definitely. And do local landlords and agencies see things the same way as you, do you think? I mean, you've been active in this market segment for so long, and Plaza Homes have been doing what they do for over 50 years now. You've been part of that journey, you know, for at least half this time or close to it. Have you noticed any change in the approach to foreign tenants at all, for better or worse?
Compared to other countries, as long as I hear from my clients, I think renting is still quite difficult or frustrating in Japan. Because, for example, you still have to provide a guarantor in case of a personal contract, or you have to have enough monthly paycheck from your company, and a big balance in your bank with no work is often not accepted, etc.
Mm.
However, we are used to pretty much all kinds of these situations, and can suggest very flexible solutions. And what has changed, I think the use of guarantor companies has become very popular, and that's helping a lot of foreigners. You know, it's very difficult to find a Japanese guarantor, or even more difficult to ask someone to be your guarantor.
Mm.
There are many guarantor companies out there now, and they can act as your guarantor if you pass their screening process and if you pay them a half month or 1 month fee. Back then, there was maybe one or two companies like that, but now there's so many. So in this sense, I think renting process in Japan has become a bit better for foreigners.
And that's great. I mean, the fact that there is someone like you guys or those guarantee companies that deal with foreigners, you know, rent insurance companies that can make this, you know, very frustrating process even a little bit easier. And you guys make it a lot easier, in fact. That's a real blessing. So where do you actually think this fear or reluctance to deal with foreigners comes from? Is there any way that we on the foreigner side of things can somehow help in changing this mentality?
It's not like fear. We love foreigners. And it's normally like very simple reasons, like the language barrier. Like owners or management don't speak English, you know, so they worry that they cannot communicate in case of emergency, etc. So if you can speak Japanese, like some foreigners do here, it actually becomes a lot easier to find the property. And if you could also understand that residence right is strongly protected in Japan, and it's very difficult for owners to kick out tenants when something happens. I hear that the changing locks and things like that are even illegal here. So this makes the screening process rather difficult one. But this rule is for everyone, not only for foreigners. So please don't misunderstand.
Yeah, you're being very polite, Alex. But unfortunately, there are still many agencies out there that are not like Plaza. And a lot of them clearly say, yeah, we cannot rent or sell to foreigners. I mean, people do come across that quite frequently. So, I mean, definitely it might be illegal, but some of those policies are different for foreigners, and it's not the same situation for everyone, I think. But in any case, I mean, that's where you guys come in, and you're great at what you do. So I'm sure Plaza Homes will continue doing what it does best, and you definitely help bridge this gap, which is great. And actually, could you maybe tell us a little bit more about the company itself? How did Plaza Homes come to be, and how has it grown over the years? I mean, you're doing more than just rentals now, aren't you?
Right. So in 1969, our CEO, Mr. Kuwata, started Plaza Homes, and we just celebrated, actually, our 50-year anniversary.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you very much. We have been helping foreigners for 50 years now. And we also provide all kinds of information foreigners find useful to live in Japan, such as hospitals, schools, in case of emergencies, on our website and update them very frequently. And this actually caught the attention of the media, and we have been covered by the TV news recently. And we also have the group company owned by the same owner called Tokyo Lease. And they are basically the largest lease furniture company in Tokyo, also helping foreigners for 50 years. And other than that, we own hotels in many parts of Japan, and we also have buy and sell section, as quite many foreigners, especially in the last 10 years or so, have come to buy real estate in Tokyo. And finally, we also have All Japan Relocation, which covers the entire Japan as the destination service provider, and provides all kinds of services for global clients to make their transition to Japan as smooth as possible.
So that's fantastic how you've grown over the years, and how you've managed to fill this huge niche. It's more like a chasm, really, in the local property and foreigner-oriented services area. I mean, seriously, I've mentioned this earlier, but it's a real blessing, and we're grateful to have you. So what's next on the horizon for Plaza? Are you going to expand to other cities or other areas of business, or, I don't know, guest houses, co-living, senior service, anything new and exciting that we can expect to see from Plaza in the years to come?
Yes, we are seeing more needs for short-term apartments now, and also seeing the shortage of short-term service apartments these days. So we have just started the service called Monthly Residence. Our long established relationships with the owners enables us to rent normal unfurnished apartments from owners, create service apartments by putting our furniture, etc., and lease them to our clients. It just started, but we are already receiving so many interests.
Well, that's great stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing how things pan out for you there. And I'm sure you'll do very well. You seem to have the right attitude, and you definitely have the experience and the expertise. So you're definitely going to make it happen. Well, thanks again for your time, Alex. I'm going to let you go now, knowing how busy you are. I really appreciate your time today. So again, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was very educational.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, that's it from us for today, folks. Thanks again for being with us. Hope you found our conversation with Alex interesting. We're going to link to Plaza Homes' website in this episode's show notes, so do feel free to share it and the podcast itself with your networks or anyone you think might find this information useful, as usual. And we'd really appreciate it, as always, if you could take a moment of your time and just leave us a star rating or a review if you got 2 minutes on the iTunes store. It helps us reach more and more people who can benefit from the information that we provide here. So we hope to have you with us again next time. And until then, from all of us here at NTI and Plaza Homes, we wish you, as always, a great day or night. And of course, happy investing or home hunting, whatever you may be up to these days. Thanks again for tuning in.